Welcome to An Alaskan Moment from Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. This week in Alaska history, January 4th, 1945, Anthony J. Diamond, former territorial legislator and delegate in Congress from Alaska, became the first United States District Judge at Anchorage. January 5th, 1985, the federal government transferred the ownership of the Alaska Railroad to the state of Alaska. January 6, 1874, the Unalaska Post Office was established, then discontinued 9 months later. It was reestablished as Unalashka in 1892, and the name changed to Unalaska in 1898. January 7, 1905, the Alaska Road Commission was established by Act of Congress and placed under the Army. The ARC was responsible for much of the pre-statehood road building in Alaska. January 8, 1908, the cod fishing schooner John F. Miller was wrecked in the Shumagin Islands with the loss of 10 of the 37 men aboard. January 9, 1797, Baron Ferdinand von Wrangel was born. He was the 6th Russian governor of Alaska, serving from 1830 to 1835. January 10, 1882, the name of the first post office on Gastineau Channel in today's state capital was changed from Harrisburg to Juneau. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. Now for your poem. Peggy Shoemaker was Alaska's 14th Writer Laureate, serving from October 2010 until September 2012. Peggy Shoemaker now reads the poem Sand Rubies from her book, Just Breathe Normally, published by University Press, 2007. Sand Rubies was recorded at Geffen Playhouse, February of 2008 in Los Angeles, courtesy of poetry.la.
The best treasure came to us mostly after rain, when the arroyo rearranged itself to suit the wet. We'd have to kneel at least or sit quietly for a long time. This meditation turned us into visionaries, ones who could see what lay buried not far beneath. Red glints, stones precious because they disappeared. Sand rubies, deep red and transparent one moment, flecks diving out of sight the next. In this way, we learn to savor what's always there, especially when we can't see it. In this way, we learn to love ephemera, the sand of the ancient ocean, this earth, this life, everything loaned for a brief time to us.